Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm excited to talk about the Smart Mommy Guide. And I thought of this podcast as I was working with a mom this week, and not just one mom, but really so many of my moms on a different level, you know. So we talk about where we are, and I will refer to my podcast prior to this one, which was The Shift, you know, where we are in the process of the shift. And this is a perfect time to talk about the smart mommy, because I find that myself, being a mom, we're in so many different phases in life when we have kids, before we have kids, after we have kids, after they've left home, and we're still, you know, figuring out how to be the mommy and fit into their lives. And it's so interesting because it's so complex. And I think more complex than we sometimes give ourselves credit for, you know, navigating through that process, figuring out the process, just being in tune with ourselves, being in tune with what's going on around us, being in tune with our children, being in tune with our spouses, other relatives. It really takes a magnificent balancing act. And so I just want to talk a little bit about, you know, us learning that we are smart mommies. Wherever we are in the process of the shift, we are smart moms. And what we do is, again, tap into those strengths and tap into those needs that we have, because we have specific needs, just as our children have specific needs. So I want to talk about being a smart mommy and just a little bit on how we do that, because I'm sure there will be many more podcasts talking about this process. And I've had moms that have had babies, so they have a new baby in the home. This baby entered the family dynamics where the other child that I'm working with parent, was an only child. So you're talking about a major shift. And then I have others that have relocated homes. I have others that have welcomed new extended family members into the home. I have others that spouses travel because being in an expat environment, one spouse usually is in and out of the home for sometimes extended periods of time, days, weeks, months. So as we learn some new strategies to being smart moms, we have to realize that we cannot neglect our needs. Because as soon as we neglect our needs, then we are going to instinctively neglect the needs of our kids, our children, our teenagers, our young adults, our spouses, our extended family, our parents. So we are so used to either always coming first before we had children, or not coming first before we had children, to always coming first after we have children, or not coming first after we have children. So I'm making that comparison because it actually takes a balance to be a smart mom. So my first topic is to talk about balance. And the reason I want to talk about balance is because without balance, then we are raising children in chaos. And when I say balance, I mean within that, we need to talk about what time we set aside for ourselves. So yes, there's time for spouses and there's time for children, but what about time for ourselves? So in this particular Smart Mommy podcast, I want to talk about time for ourselves, because without that, we are exhausted. We are worn out. We cannot think straight, and we are empty, which means we have nothing to give. So I sat with a mom recently, and quite a few things have happened within the family dynamics, a number of things that would be overwhelming for anyone, especially a mom with a small child that's, you know, 2 years old. So this mom and I, and I've seen the process before these changes, and I see what's going on now. So initially, we sat down, and I wanted to see where she was in the shift and how I can help her process through. So this is a process that has just begun, so I'm not going to have a whole lot to say about that specifically, but our first thing was me asking her, what have you been able to put back into your regular routine that was there before? And I found out nothing. She has not been able to really grasp, to reach back and pull into this new dynamics of what's going on, one thing that was keeping her a bit stable before. So the first thing we did, because we did have a schedule in place for her, is I said, okay, get your pencil and get your paper. And so let's understand that when I say meeting people where they are, if you don't connect with them, you would expect a person to start at a different level than they can. I said, get your pencil and get your paper. And while I sit here and we're still giving your child the time that you want to give them, I want to also show you how I'm going to split this time up, and everyone will get what they need out of this hour. She got her pencil, she got her paper, she sat down. We pulled out the activities with the child, and that was going on. There were extended family members in the home. We even got an opportunity to get up during that time and go out and chat with them for a bit. But at the end of that hour, so many things had gotten accomplished. Mom had her smart list, and her schedule has begun, and of course it will adjust, and we know that. Her little one had gotten his time with her and me. He had also gotten time with the extended new family that's there, because we got an opportunity to chat with them briefly. We incorporated what she is to do for language input and activities throughout his day. And we made sure to schedule in there smidgets of time for mom. 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there. Smidgets of time for mom. So I think she felt really good about beginning to get some order again, because not knowing where to start keeps us stuck. And so when we have someone that helps us understand where to start and helps us realize that where we are is okay, and we don't have to explain where we are. And I find that moms spend so much time feeling like they have not accomplished what they want to accomplish. And we spend time trying to explain to people where we are. And the first thing I do is make sure that you understand you owe me no explanations, because it's okay. We are starting where you are, clean slate, no misconceptions, no preconceived notions or ideas about where I feel like you should be. No, we're starting where you are, and it's okay. If where you are, you feel is not where you were last week or last month, that's okay, because I guarantee you, you are not where you were last week or last month. You are further along than where you were last week or last month, regardless to what it looks like right at this moment. So, and the reason I say that is because we sat down, Mom went through that schedule quickly, a lot more quickly than we did the first time. So that lets me know she is further along than where she was. Not looking at what was going on around her to determine where Mom was. I let Mom show me where she was. And this smart mom is getting smarter and smarter and smarter every day, along with all of my other smart moms. You know, so as I work with parents and work within your home and give you tips and tidbits on how to extend learning to outside of just the little time that you may have with your child, or a lot of time you may have with your child, or whatever that case may be, extend it to everyone else, extend it to family members, extend it to nannies, understand where the teacher's role, understand your friends, your child's friends' role in all of this learning. So as we move forward and become smarter moms, this is always a fun journey, always a great journey, and it's always good to see the benefits that are coming out of being in tune with yourself, being in tune with what's going on with your child, and we move forward smarter. So I want to talk, and there will be a podcast coming up about parent advocacy, which is another strengthening tool within itself. And I just want everyone to, you know, that listens to this, to take into consideration the mom that may be in your presence. And we're not going to ignore the dads, because I work with fantastic dads as well. But the moms right now, the smart moms that are getting smarter and smarter. But mom, don't forget, take tidbits of time for yourself. And as you begin to fill your empty self with those tidbits of time, you know what happens? Instinctively, you have more time for your young one, your middle schooler, your high schooler, your young adult, your everyone around you. So come on, mom. We are smart moms. We're getting smarter, and we're having fun in the process as we continuously make the shifts we need to make to move forward. Happy momming.